Welcome to The Light Show with Daniella Breen.
Hello everyone, it's Daniella here. Welcome to The Light Show. Let me see, we're in our, this is our 10th episode. And today, amongst other things, we're going to be focusing on holding our light when it's rough. So that there's a lot more to that, and we'll go into that, what's happening in recent times. But first, I just want to say thank you so much for holding presence with me as we work together, as we hold our light, developing your skill and abilities in holding your light, holding for humanity and holding for your own journey home. There is so much to this. There is so much to the journey that we are on these days. We are returning home as the human race, as human beings, as humanity, which is the light of the human race. We are coming home. And your conscious presence in this is what is required for this to happen. And so to participate in this work is a wonderful strengthening gift, and I appreciate your presence. So today, I should ask first, please like the show, click like, subscribe to the channel, share the show with others, comment in the comment section. Just to give it more attention, the more you do that, the more we are seen and the more light holders can gather with us and work in this beautiful, deep work. Thank you. As you're here on this call, listening into this work, participating in this work, you're already holding your light. You're already present with your light. But what comes of this is conscious development, conscious presence, deepening and strengthening in all these different ways, because your light being so significant and so unique to you is one, it's one thing to hold your presence with it, but there are all these different ways in which you can develop with it and become stronger and gain more out of it and become a master of your light. And so that's part of the purpose of this show. The other part, the other intention with this show is to hold presence for humanity, to stand together, growing numbers of us, standing shoulder to shoulder with each other, each of us holding our light. And that is, I'm going to go into that and the understanding of what that means and what that does, what that achieves a bit later on in the show. But it is significant. So today on the show, we'll be sharing a beautiful light alignment. Every show I do a different light alignment. And this is significant, as I mentioned before, because there are all these different ways to relate to your light, to work with your light, and to make use of your light. So this light alignment is one that we haven't worked with before. We'll be sharing presence in Holding for Humanity, the global work, and we'll be discussing the current rough conditions, what I'm seeing occurring for people right now, and the light holding method that most helps. Okay, so there's, as I said, different ways to work with your light, to hold your light, and there is some that is particularly helpful and even necessary for current conditions. So let's begin with the heart alignment, the light alignment. And this does not focus on the heart. This sometimes I do because the heart is an extraordinary generator of the light into your form. However, this one is a different means of holding light. So get comfortable. Slow your breathing down. And choose as best you can to be calm, still. Now, no matter what is going on in your life, things can be rough, rocky, things can be turning upside down. But as you develop your skill, and I'm sure you've been doing this for some time, there are aspects of you, growing aspects of you, that know how to remain calm. And that is because they are home. That is the element of you that is home and free. The journey home begins with the fact that already some of you is home. And training that aspect of you, developing that aspect of you to be still and calm, present and clear in focus and intention as an eternal condition. I want you to become conscious of that developing condition right now. Your growing awareness of the aspect of you that is home and free is significant because it in turn trains the rest of you and supports the rest of you in its journey home. And it is all you. Breathe. Experience yourself seated in the lotus position . That doesn't mean that you have to physically do it in order to experience yourself in that condition . This is you operating with your form. And your form is something that you will work increasingly deeply with as you come home. Breathe. Experience yourself in this lotus position in midair. Calm, still, present. Understand that your light is here. Understand that your light is it is the eternal now condition of you. You do not need to be roaring with light, streaming with light, in order to be completely in the condition of light, your light. In this condition, when you truly come into this condition, it is beyond words. As you let go of definitions, you become more completely it, your light. In comparison to the streaming light that we so often experience and know, this seems quiet, still, but the truth is, it is beyond those definitions. The closest we can come to experience, to defining what this is simply that it is, and that you are, that there is no separation between you and your light, that it is you, that you are, you are. That I am. However, even those words are in the road of what is. So just take a moment to truly be. Understand that you do not need to search for the light, imagine the light, see how it changes you, but just be still and understand that you are completely present with the light, and be in that condition without looking for what it'll do for you, for the magic of it, or for anything, because this immersion, this developing ability to be present in its truest form as your light enables you to grow with your light in ways that the mind is in the road of. Don't misunderstand me. There are paths for the mind to journey, to grow in presence with your light. There are paths for you to journey with your heart and your mind that matter. This is different. It is a stillness and a presence, an absolute condition of your oneness as your light. And I think by now you've caught the fact that even the words I'm using are pointing you in the direction of it, but it is your stillness with it. Over time, you're holding in that position that will take you there and that will strengthen you in this, your light. Beautiful work. The whole condition of our gathering has changed with this alignment. And has developed new levels and layers. Beautiful work. Thank you, each of you, for holding in this. So that's the completion of the alignment. I ask and invite you and encourage you to stand in that holding, to stay, remain in that holding as we continue. The next focus that I want to bring you to is the title of our show today, which is about holding our light when it's rough. And so the first thing I want to say to you is it's very much relevant to the alignment that we just held. But then I'm going to take you into what I'm seeing occurring. Now, as at least some of you know, I work with people around the globe through humanity in many different ways in regards to this journey home, the clearing of distortion, the recovery of your strength, your alignment with light, your recovery home. What I'm seeing now, and it's very much relevant to there are systematic light influxes of different kinds into the human race. It impacts because it reaches deep down into the depth of the soul, into the depth of the form. And it, when it hits and holds in specific areas, specific conditions of the soul, of the form, it creates, acts as a trigger to stirring up certain issues. So one of the conditions that occurs in the soul are these massive soul wounds, so vast that you are forced to build your life on the foundation of them, within the foundation of these painful, rough soul wounds. Everyone has them. They're painful. They're like raw open sores. They can occur in this life, particularly early in this life. They can also occur in other lifetimes or have occurred, have developed in other lifetimes. Quite often, where they've developed in other lifetimes, they recreate in this lifetime. So that if you were to see it, it would be like where a meteor hits the earth and you have this massive concave damaged hole in the earth, or we see it in images of the moon, okay, where meteors or meteorites hit the moon and you've got those massive concave blasted looking areas. It can look like that, and it can be so big and be in subjects so relevant to daily life, such as family, parental abuse, abandonment, all kinds of things, aspects of life, that you cannot escape developing your life in it. It's not a failure. It is not your fault. You've done nothing. You've done nothing incompetent. You can't just build a bridge and get over it. It is how life develops. You've got to build a life. You're here. You've got to live. And it is the ground you are living on. It is bigger than your ability to escape it. And if you were to see that foundation, then beneath that, in the soul, can be another wound, a greater wound, a massive wound, that is of a similar ilk. Now, this may not be, it might not be, and it's quite common for there not to be just one of these condition wounds that are so massive that you're developing in. But it does describe why it is, life is rough and life gets rough. Right? Why, with your best intentions and your deepest work, you continue to align with painful and suffering conditions and struggle to heal completely. In different ways, life is rough because of distortion and because of these devastating wounds. So what is happening is the light is coming in and it's targeting these wounds for people. And so all of a sudden, life turns upside down. Or it rocks around pretty heavily. And you are held in the presence of an immortal wound. A wound beyond this lifetime. And this will be an area where you have worked so hard just to keep it together. It's never been perfect. It's never been magical or ideal, but it's okay. You know, if it's money, you're keeping a roof over your head. If it's your work, then you're at least holding consistently in the same job that isn't too terrible. If it's relationships, then he's not abusive, but she's not playing around on you. It's okay. Not wonderful, but okay. And you make the best of it. And then the light hits that wounding, and all of a sudden the job goes, the relationship stirs up, money falls away from your grasp. Whatever the story, it gets rough. And I have seen this across time every now and then. This has occurred. And in those times, I get to work with people who work consistently with me, and I get to see these wounds and work with them and clear them. Heal the soul wounds. And while there is some fourth dimensional consciousness work in this, in that, you know, working with the person's awareness, developing their thought processes, seeing and bringing into clarity the understanding of the bigger picture of what is going on, it's not as much and not as significant as you might think. The most powerful work that is done is in me going into the form, me going into the soul, recovering the lost aspects of self, the abandoned or hidden aspects of self that need to come home, and repairing that terrible, massive blasted area so that you can come home. A lot of this is so vast that you can't see outside of it. So you can see aspects of the problem. You sure as hell know that it's painful, that it's difficult. However, that's helpful for you to be looking in the direction of it, but it doesn't take you beyond the wound. The wound is too big. And so these blasts force you to deal with it at a greater level. And as you develop your consciousness, your understanding, and as you work with someone who has the capacity to do this soul depth work, you are able to heal and increasingly come home. And over time, you will transform the conditions to what you choose them to be. So if you are aware of this rocking around in your life right now, if you are aware there are certain areas of your life that all of a sudden they are turning upside down, relationships going through rocky times or even breaking down, families falling apart, money moving out of your reach, even to the point of becoming homeless. It's nothing to be ashamed of, even though it's devastating. These are the conditions we are living in now. We are needing to deal with the wounds that lie beyond, deal with the distortion that lies within your form and bypasses your choices in favor of terrible choices projected onto you. While all of this is going on and you are learning, however deep it's impacting you, and it doesn't have to be that dramatic, but it can be. But it certainly feels brutal, more than usual. While this is going on, the more you are relating to that of you which is home, your light in that condition of isness, in that condition of it is, you are, I am. The more you are relating to the eternal stillness of home. Now, that doesn't fix the problem, but it certainly increases your presence with that of you that is home and free while you are in the condition of being rocked around and distorted. Now, that of you which is home and free cannot be reduced in these times by what is rocking around, okay? It's not going to pull you out of home. The reason is that the motion is coming home. The motion of the entire human race is in the direction of home. There is a river of light flowing homewards. So you're not going to lose the self that is home. But your self that is home is able to be and change condition of your condition of being in the distortion of being rocked around. So what does that mean? It means healing and recovery, but it also just means that at the same time as feeling horrifically dreadful and awful, you are also feeling peace and stillness. It doesn't take away the suffering in general, although it does through time. That is real healing work and it matters. But it does hold you in more than one condition and does develop your relationship, stillness and freedom of home, even while you are suffering. And so that is a depth of healing and a relief that should never be missed. This is a skill that requires your conscious attention and presence with over and over again. And as always, if you're not experiencing the roughness or you're not relating to roughness right now, then still in these quiet times or relative quiet times for you, holding in the stillness of and freedom of home, the condition of being home and free, holding in that as you live your life, as you do this, makes you so much stronger in that condition, makes you so much more naturally, organically present in that condition, that when the rough times hit for you, and this is the time we are in on that journey home, when the rough times hit for you, you are increasingly strong and prepared for it. You have this under your belt. It's also beautiful and transformative in and of itself. So I thoroughly recommend that you use that alignment that we worked through earlier and develop your presence in the freedom of you, in the light I am. I love it. Okay. So take a deep breath, because we are shifting from the focus on your direct personal light work, light holding, to your presence in humanity. So this is something that I held from the beginning of this show. It is something that surprised me in how it developed. And that is that we as light holders, every single one of you, no matter whether you are new to this or you've been doing this for a long time, no matter how much you understand this, your holding of your light, how it impacts humanity. And there are three tiers to look at, three levels or three aspects, three facets to look at this condition and what's going on. So the first is, by you working on your own life, aligning with your own light, holding in your own light, because you are a human being and therefore not only an individual but also a part of the whole. And at a formless level that has real, tangible presence, right? So you have your personal form. You also are a part of collective forms within humanity and throughout the human race as a whole. So, and it is true that that's form that I'm talking about. It is also true of the mind, of consciousness, of the soul, of the heart. You have your individual mind, and you are part of collective minds as well. And you are part of the human mind as a whole. These things develop, they generate. There's an alignment and a unification that occurs over time. So this is important to comprehend, because when you do your individual work, this is humming away not only within yourself, but within all of the collective gatherings that you are a part of, consciously and unconsciously, that you are aware of, and those which you aren't aware of or haven't thought about. Just because you don't know the definitions doesn't mean it's not impacting. It really is. So how deeply you hold your light, how deeply you work on healing and recovery and coming home, impacts not only you, heals not only you, and creates staircases home for not only you, but for all of the groups that you are a part of that are able to heal, and for humanity as a whole. The more you consciously hold presence in this work, the more you consciously develop presence in your light, the stronger that holds in the collective. The more you consciously hold that it is present in the collective, so much deeper, so much stronger it becomes. Do you see the levels, the tiers? Each one of them matter. So if you are consciously spending some of your time holding the light, saying, I'm holding for humanity to be home and free, as you hold that, and the stronger you become in holding your light with that, and holding that in your form, the more it transforms the condition of humanity and supports the transformation of the condition of humanity. Now, you gather a growing collective group of individuals, each one of us holding our light. And remember, as individuals, we each do it our own way. We each have our own journey home. We each have our own part to play. So as we each hold this light and stand shoulder to shoulder around the globe, holding our own journey home and for humanity to be home and free, the strength of that, that we don't have to rigidly hold ourselves in it. In fact, that's distortion, being rigid. All we have to do is increasingly become strong in our light and the holding of our light for what we choose. And so our holding of our light, that we are present in the human race on this journey home, the conscious presence of that, side by side as a collective, we do not all think the same way. We do not all do things exactly the same way. And that is part of the strength of this, is that we become this extraordinary, and I see it, this extraordinary mandala of colored light, beautiful, deep, multidimensional mandala of light. You and I don't have to agree on what's going on in the world, how the world is run, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. What matters is we are coming home and we are holding the light. Transformational condition, that presence on multiple facets and focuses and developments of each of us doing this. Is extraordinarily transformative and supportive for humanity to be free, to come home and be free. Completely. It doesn't have to be forced. It doesn't have to be rigidly held on to. And that sometimes can feel like what we're doing. All that is indicative of distortion that we are wrenching against. And you will come to heal distortion. If you're not already knowing how to do it, if you're not already started, you will come to that. Hold for that as part of your developing condition, as part of your journey home, because it is required. It is necessary. But for now, what we're talking about is just our holding of light for humanity. You don't need to feel overwhelmed. All you need to do is hold in the freedom of you that your journey home supports humanity's journey home. It's already doing that. But when you hold consciously, hold, it becomes stronger in light, in humanity. When you stand shoulder to shoulder with us, holding for the freedom of humanity, it becomes exponentially stronger support for humanity becoming free and coming home. You are sacred. You are valid, and you can be free. Whew, okay. So all of this is done with ease and presence and light. Leave the intensity behind. They were the most important things that I shared with you today. I'm so glad that we got to share the alignment, the focus on holding our light when it's rough, and what's going on currently for many people, and the global focus of what this light show is for and why it's called the light show. Because this is about what happens when light holders stand together and take their journey home and their developing skills and share it in humanity. So thank you for holding presence with me on this journey. Now we're just winding down. It's the end of the show and I want to say a few things. First of all, the next episode will take place on Pacific Daylight Time, 9th of August, 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, 10th of August, 10 a.m. And the focus is letting your heart do the work. So in this episode coming up, we'll be working with the heart and its amazing capacity for holding and generating light through your form and so on. So it is an extraordinary aspect of you and has multiple elements of presence, conditions of presence, and functions in light. So be prepared for a fun one. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be lovely. And yes, I have done several focuses on the heart. All of our work together, it builds on what comes before. So if you want to go back and listen to previous episodes to develop your presence, your skill and your condition in this work, then please do so. They're free on the light show episodes list. So it's easy enough to get in and take the time to do the work. You can even download it. Please, as I said before, please like my show, click like on it, share it, comment, subscribe. Please hold presence with this in different ways because it really does get my name out there. It really does get this work out there, and it's worth it. Also remember that I have Facebook pages. I have a YouTube channel. And it's all available. The YouTube channel is under Consciousness Call, but it's all available for you in developing consciousness, in current consciousness, what's going on at the time. Everything is designed to support you coming home. So I hope you enjoy the work that we do together and continue to work on it and expand in it and come home. Thank you. Have a gorgeous day.
This is Daniela Breen, and thank you for joining me on The Light Show.